So I'm going to do a series on escaping the death cult, which is what you're born in. I talked to another born-again believer last night. She and I were talking about some things. And the biggest thing is you got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in the spirit walk. Because you're surrounded by a bunch of narcissists trying to take you down. Because, and like we were saying, they don't know they're doing it. They want to pull you down into their pig pen because they don't want to play in the pig pen alone. And a lot of times that pig pen is got some perfume on it. It's covered up, you know. It's covered up. It's not really, it doesn't look like a pig pen at first, but as you get closer and closer to it, it's covered up. It's just a pig pen. And so that's how the whole system is. So you're born into this system. So you have to slowly do this. I used the online for like 10 years to do an experiment. I didn't have to physically go into the dark side, but I went and allegorically went over there and tried to figure out what they were doing. And it does bite you and burn you. But I used the online as a simulation for the real world. And so the real world, or the 3D, or instead of online, I don't even call it the real world because the real world is 5D. But the 3D simulation, okay, so you got the online, which is the 2D simulation. The people who are saved are real. They're on the other side. The people are real. Some of them are. Most of them are just robots. I mean, there's a lot of bots online that's not even human. But what I learned about being online those 10, 15, a long time, is that the same stuff happening online is the same stuff happening in the real world. It's harder to deal with in the real world because when you see a person, they're a human being. They're flesh and blood. They're walking around. You look at them. You touch them. You talk to them. You hear them. They tell you their story. You have compassion. It's like you're drawn in more because it's your five senses online. It's just your ear gate and your eye gate. You really can't touch them. And maybe that's why they're trying to do virtual reality and stuff, because then they really got you, because they're hitting all your senses. So when all your senses are being hit by a death cult member, then, see, here's what's happening. If you're saved, if you're born again, if you're spirit-filled, if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're reading your Bible, if you're growing, it doesn't matter if you're at a church, doesn't matter if you're not at a church. I mean, because these members of this death cult, they'll join a church, because that's the 501(c) is part of the death cult, because it's a box. But anyway, a lot of people don't know it. A lot of pastors, let's say they get ordained and they're looking for a church, and there's this 501(c) church that was created by the members, and you don't know who the members are, and they say, "We need you to be a pastor." He joins up. He's stepping into a box, you know. And if he tries to speak the truth, they'll kick him out and get another pastor who matches up with their box. You know, they created the box. The deacons are usually rich. They all got money. That's why they're deacons. They're not spiritually. A lot of them don't know the word, but they're rich, and so they create this church. But their doctrine is not doctrine from. They didn't pull down the doctrine straight from the Holy Spirit. They pulled it down from some man-made thing. Long story short, it doesn't matter if it's a grocery store, a job. It doesn't matter. The whole system is a death cult. The music, the media, the TV. So here's how you escape the death cult. You do it one string at a time. You renew the inner man You disconnect emotionally. You can't have your affections below. You have to have your affections above. Now, if you got some born-again people, yes. Love the brethren. Love the neighbor. See, this is how they'll do it. They'll throw a guilt trip on you to try to make it. Well, just love one another. Yeah, this whole thing's about love. The destination is love. Yes. But love, real love, is based on the truth. And real love is putting God first. And then love your neighbor. Love God with all your heart. Love your neighbors yourself. So you, when you put God first, you can love your neighbor, but you have to put God first. And when you do that, they'll run away anyway. They'll test you. They'll try you. They'll keep trying to put strings and bands. And they try to put strings on you, you know. And it's usually just one little string here, a little string here, a little string here. And before you know it, you got 10 or 15 strings on you, right? You're weaved in. It's like a vine weaving another vine. I had to cut some vines out a few months ago off of a building, and I had let them grow for too long, and these vines were thick. I couldn't just take a pair of side cutters and cut it. I had to actually take a saw on a few of them. It was a job. It was actually fun cutting the vines down. Eventually, that's where I got some poison ivy and stuff. But eventually, I got the vines down, and the building looked so much better without the vines, right? And so I put some different wood up there and all that. But I had left it. What happened was I was so focused on the etymology, the words, decoding this place and seeing what we're in. And I let everything kind of fall by the wayside. So I'm spending the next 10 years rebuilding. Lord willing. So that's why I'm doing fasting to make sure I can have some longevity. Fasting is the secret, by the way. Cutting back sugar is the secret. Smaller meals, less meals, high protein, coconut oil, MCT oil, and extra virgin olive oil. That's your secret. So you have to, it doesn't matter if it's a person, it doesn't matter if it's a system, it doesn't matter if it's just the system that you're in, it doesn't matter if it's a city, anything. Once you see what's going on, at first, you don't see it because you don't expect it. See, they're trying to get you to gaze upon their dark art, their dark theology, their dark twisted mind. They're trying to get you to fall in love with the dark side, right? But it doesn't show up as the dark side at first. It shows up as light. But then, as you start to peel off the layers, you realize it's the pig pen. And so you're born in a death cult. The god of this world is the devil. So if it's the devil, it's a death cult. So you're born in a death cult. And so the death cult's always trying to put strings and nets and binds and wrap you up into that little, tie you up, you know, into that little Borg Hive 666 cube mindset. So cut the TV off. I cut the TV off 20 years ago. Cut the music off. I cut the music off about 5 or 6 years ago. I might throw a few songs on some videos or something, which I feel kind of bad about that, but yeah, when you throw a, I mean, you know, when you did this, when you've had 10,000 subscribers, when you throw, you know, you find out a few things. When you throw some music on there, it draws people in. It's because it's the sine wave. If you're trying to pull them in, if you reach your hand in the dark side, it's going to get bit. But if you reach your hand down there and pull one out, is it worth it? You know, that's the question. But there's eventually a time when a person, you reach your hand into the dark side to pull one up or pull one out, and they don't want to leave, but they want to pull you down, you have to just start cutting it off. So the strings start getting the, you might call it the heart strings, you might call it the connection strings, the whatever kind of string it is, but you have to start cutting those strings slowly. It's kind of like if you're dating a sociopath or psychopath or a narcissist, and you start to see that this person is trying to kill you, right? So if I go over here and I start dating a sociopath, she put on a good show, you know? They always put on a good show. You notice the notice all your serial killers? They do everything perfect on the outside. They dress right. They talk right. They got the right job. You would think they were the epitome of a citizen. So if you date a sociopath and you start to see what you're dealing with, and you know that they're trying to kill you, poison you, trying to mess you up, pull you into the dark side, whatever. So you know that's happening. You have to slowly cut the strings because you're in a system and they're all working together. They can be taken captive at will. You have to slowly start cutting the strings, because if you cut them all, you can cut them all at once, but they're coming after you, right? So when you start to cut one string, the spirit realm will see it, but they don't. I don't think they really. It's not a big deal because they think they, because the devil's prideful, right? He thinks he's got you when he has no power at all. But you realize that's a person. So every time you cut a string, they get more demon possessed. So you want to just do it slowly. You already just know that you're already free, and you've already set a plan, and you've already you set your course for your body ship, and you set your plan. This is a series, and you just start working towards it. There's nothing they can do to stop you. You just do a little bit, and actually, I do is pray about it and claim the blood and take up your cross daily. Just hang out with another believer, talk to another believer. If you have some questions, ask another believer that you trust. That's what I did last night. You need somebody who's a believer that can throw some truth back at you, in case you're in the middle of something you don't understand. So this is going to be a series: How to Cut the Strings of the Death Cult.